Welcome to the Bodily Transgressions in Fantasca Media podcast series. We hope you enjoy the series. If you have any questions or comments, we invite you to attend the digital symposium, which will take place on 12th November 2022 via Zoom. The event will be free, or drop us a line on our Discord server. Details are in the podcast information or can be found at fantascajournal.com under CFB's events and news. That's Fantasca with a K. This podcast is part of Panel 3, Transformations, which will take place at 3:50 GMT time. This podcast is presented by Jamie McGregor, who completed their MLit in English Literature at the University of Glasgow. Jamie has varied research interests depending on when you ask them, but they are primarily interested in the horror genre across media, queer and trans theory, as well as representation in media and fan studies. Their podcast today is entitled Tell Me What You Are Becoming, The Trans Body in Brian Fuller's Hannibal.
Hi there. My name's Jamie McGregor, and this paper is titled Tell Me, What Are You Becoming? The Trans Body in Brian Fuller's Hannibal, part of Panel 3, Transformations at Bodily Transgressions in Fantastica Media. Thanks in advance for listening. Vittoria Lyon, in her essay about Hannibal as a surrealist artist, argues that the living and dead human bodies, flora and fauna, and inanimate objects of Hannibal are in a constant state of becoming. Here, she identifies the important theme of transformation that runs throughout Hannibal. She also notes that a love of creative destruction is seen in surrealism, writing that making the defilement of the body beautiful is a quintessential example of a contradiction that can give rise to the marvellous, producing a feeling of wonder that pushes the limits of reason. Throughout Hannibal, the metaphor of becoming is used ostensibly in reference to a person becoming the truest versions of themselves. Though it becomes even more explicit from the latter half of the second series onwards. Crucially, this metaphor is used almost exclusively in reference to three characters, Will, Randall Tear, and Francis Dollarhyde. The idea of becoming is often used in reference to transitioning, and in fact, Halberstam describes transitioning as a kind of becoming. Trans bodies represent the art of becoming, the necessity of imagining. Though he also asserts that the trans body is a liminal one, as they are always under construction. This mirrors the use of becoming in Hannibal, as it is always used in a present continuous sense. It is never explicitly said that any of the characters have become, so there is the sense that this is a continuous process. To clarify, transition refers to the process of changing one's outward or physical characteristics to more closely align with one's gender identity rather than birth sex. This may or may not involve medical procedures like hormone therapy or surgery. The prefix trans comes from Latin, meaning to cross or across, which is appropriate according to J. Prosser, who asserts the trans subject crosses several boundaries at once, both the boundaries between gender, sex and sexuality, and the boundaries that structures each as a binary category. In Second Skins, The Body Narratives of Transsexuality, Prosser is mainly concerned with the idea of shedding skin, but he also discusses transition extensively, saying, transition provokes discomfort, anxiety, both for the subject in transition and for the other in the encounter. It pushes up, abasing the very feasibility of identity. Yet transition is also necessary for identity's continuity. It is that which moves us on. Prosser notes that although there is initially discomfort in transition, there is also comfort, and that is often ignored. Prosser points out that transition and transgender people are most often discussed in queer theory in terms of the deconstructive effects on the body and identity, and his argument is that narratives written by transgender people see transition as the process of becoming more comfortable in themselves. This line of thinking is closer to my own argument that destruction is occasionally necessary for creation, and I am interested in the positive implications of this rather than the potential negativity of focusing solely on destruction or deconstruction. Prosser asserts that to name oneself transsexual is to own precisely to being gender displaced, to being a subject in transition, moving beyond or in between sexual difference. Thus, he also implies that to be trans is to be a liminal figure, and that the trans body is a liminal one always in the process of becoming. St- Stokes posits an interesting argument in Hannibal as Therapist, Hannibal as Transformer, arguing that Hannibal depicts therapy as a process of destroying the old self in order to make way for the construction of the new self, comparable to Bakhtin's description of the grotesque, as it is only through a lowering that rebirth and renewal can occur. To degrade is to bury, to sow, and to kill simultaneously in order to bring forth something more and better. According to Stokes, signing up for therapy with Hannibal is signing on to be transformed, though he is careful to admit that Hannibal does not just transform anyone. As Hannibal says to Will in Susacana, "With all my knowledge and intuition, I could never entirely predict you. I can feed the caterpillar, I can whisper through the chrysalis, but what hatches follows its own nature and is beyond me." This quotation sums up the theme of becoming in the series perfectly, as it notes that while Hannibal may exert influence at times, arguably to the point of manipulation on occasion, ultimately, he is just encouraging the transformation, becoming, or transition. Whichever word you choose, the meaning remains the same. I feel it necessary to point out that moths and butterflies are often used to express metamorphosis as a metaphor when talking about transitioning. Ostensibly, Hannibal genuinely believes he is helping people recognise their true selves and does not encourage violent behaviour in anyone that he does not already see as predisposed to it. He never urges Franklin to harm people, presumably because he does not believe that Franklin is capable of it. Hannibal helps his patients become, but the desire for transformation must be there in the beginning. Randall Teer is introduced in Shizakana as suffering from species dysphoria, believing himself to be an animal and having a hydraulic suit that he uses to kill people. Fuller has admitted that Teer's diagnosis was intended to invoke transgenderism, but that this was a terrible, terrible, inappropriate metaphor. It should be noted that the episode deals with the topic fairly well. Teer's therapy, provided by Hannibal, is comparable to how a trans patient would be treated. Hannibal encourages Teer to embrace his identity and talks about him very respectfully. At one point in the episode, Jack asks if Randall was delusional, and Hannibal is quick to dissuade this. Upon meeting him again, Hannibal also actively supports Randall, though this could be dismissed as Lecter is shown to support the violent impulses of his patients on more than one occasion. A pattern Will notices and asks Margot about, who Hannibal has also encouraged to kill her brother. The first explicit use of the becoming metaphor is used near the end of Shizakana, when Hannibal tells Randall, "You are becoming Randall, and this beast is your higher self. Your bodies, voices, and wills are one." This is continued in the next episode with the tableau of Teer, made into a grotesque amalgam of man and beast, of long dead bones and recently living flesh. Will arranges Randall just as Hannibal does with his kills, betraying the extent of Hannibal's influence. The display of Randall serves two purposes, though, as Will says, "I gave you what you want, this is who you are, you find what you feel finally matches the reality of what I see." This implies that the only way for Randall to become himself was for him to die, or at least for some parts of him to die. Randall's voiceover says, "This is my becoming, and yours," but Will denies this and shakes his head, "This is not my becoming," saying, "This is my design." Given that Will has said, "This is my design," from the very first episode, this implies that he has not fundamentally changed yet, and displaying Randall is something he was always capable of. This raises the interesting question of what is Will's becoming. By all accounts, Will committing this murder means that he is a killer, just as Hannibal says he is. I argue that the difference is that Will hasn't accepted his true nature yet, merely seeing his actions as a means to an end, the end being putting Hannibal in prison. Still, Will admits that he sees himself in Teer and says at the crime scene that Randall Teer came into his own much easier than whoever killed him. Randall is comfortable with himself in a way that Will is not yet. Duchesne pinpoints Frances Dolarhyde as a potentially trans character in her essay The Great Dragon, Frances Dolarhyde and Queer Readings of Skin, using Halberstam's theory about queer time and space to show how all of the characters, but particularly Frances, have been queered. According to Halberstam, queer refers to that which is non-normative. So, queer time refers to specific models of temporality that emerge within postmodernity once one leaves the temporal frames of bourgeois reproduction and family, longevity, risk / safety. Queer space, then, is the placemaking practices within postmodernism in which queer people engage. Following this, the queer temporal body exists and is imagined outside of those paradigmatic markers of life experience, namely birth, marriage, reproduction and death. All of this works together to create queer futurity, the idea that because the queer body exists outside of the social order and is made to look different, it also has a different future, or no future, according to Lee Edelman. Halberstam's idea of queer time and space can be applied to queerness generally, but he focuses specifically on trans people. Duchesne argues that Dolar Hyde embodies this theory, and that this, along with his feelings of body dysmorphia, quote him as a trans character. Like Buffalo Bill, Dolar Hyde wishes to transform into something other than himself, which gave Fuller the opportunity to attempt to heal the wounds left by Silence of the Lambs, according to Duchesne. She posits that Fuller elected not to make Dolar Hyde explicitly trans in an effort to avoid evoking the deceptive trans villain trope. As evidence for Francis being trans, Duchesne points out that many common tropes used to signal that a character is trans are used for him, namely the mirror, bodily distrust, and a highly developed alter identity. Overall, Duchesne makes a convincing argument for Francis being trans, though I think she misses an opportunity by failing to address the theme of becoming that is central to Dolar Hyde's storyline. Dolar Hyde's becoming underpins all of his conversations with Hannibal, who Francis believes is the only person that will understand his transformation. He does not elaborate as to why this is, but my guess is that something about Hannibal urging his patience towards murder came out during his trial. Francis is given the name the Tooth Fairy, though he dislikes this and dubs himself the Great Red Dragon, because of his admiration of the William Blake painting. Similar to his support of Randall, a trans-coded character, Hannibal corrects Alana when she refers to Francis as the Tooth Fairy, saying, "I think he's earned the right to be called by the name he's chosen. He's the Great Red Dragon." The language here is reminiscent of when trans people pick a new name. Dolar Hyde later says to Chilton that, "I am not a man, I have become other," and discusses his great becoming. This becoming being his transformation into the Great Red Dragon. Transformation in Hannibal is a process that requires destruction before something new may be created, and Dolar Hyde is no exception to this. Francis tells Lecter that his death will meld with the strength of the dragon, which Hannibal says is a glorious and rather discomforting idea. This exchange acknowledges the complicated feelings that can arise with becoming or transition. Even if a change is desirable, there is always an underlying feeling of anxiety as something has to be left behind for transformation to take place. Despite Dolar Hyde's words here, he ends up becoming the catalyst for Will's becoming. Though the metaphor of becoming is used both for Randall and Dolar Hyde, it is most often used by Hannibal to refer to Will's becoming his true self. To Lecter, this involves Will embracing his darker impulses and becoming a serial killer. Will is initially in denial about his true nature or identity and refuses to accept what Hannibal is telling him. This denial is also experienced by many trans people who go through a period of denying their identity. Will also experiences the discomfort discussed by Prosser and becomes noticeably more at ease with himself once he accepts his nature, a far cry from the sweaty and unstable man of Season 1. Throughout Season 2 and 3, Will goes through the process of becoming, even being reborn in Kono Mono as the Wildigo, a mirror image of the stag man that Will sees Hannibal as in his imagination, suggesting that Will is becoming more like Lecter. This transformation is not complete in Season 2, and Will is unable to truly embrace his nature and run away with Hannibal despite wanting to. As such, Fuller describes Will's portrayal in Season 3 as follows. For the new season, we have actually been talking a lot about classic horror and universal horror, and the metaphor of Will Graham being a bit of a Frankenstein's monster. He dies, essentially, at the end of the season, and comes back from that stitched together a new man. Susan Stryker famously links Frankenstein's monster to transness in her seminal essay, My Words to Victor Frankenstein Above the Village of Chamonix, Performing Transgender Rage. So this comparison is particularly interesting to me, given Stryker wishes that the reader discover the enlivening power of darkness within themselves, which Will seems to do by the end of Season 3. A time skip occurs in Season 3 in Episode 8, The Great Red Dragon, at which point Will has removed himself from the FBI and any other violence, although he is forced to return to the field by Jack Crawford when Dollarhide starts killing. Will warns his wife that he will be different when he comes back, suggesting that he recognises that he is suppressing some part of himself. Being involved in the case brings Will back to Hannibal, as well as the violence that he has completely erased from his life, and both of these things remind Will that he is ignoring his true self. Hannibal tells Will as much on several occasions, even saying that he and Francis are just alike. Given that Dollarhide is coded as a trans character, this could be taken to mean that Will is also trans. Dollarhide is also ultimately instrumental in Will's becoming, as it is his death that prompts Graham to finally be at peace with himself. Will does acknowledge his becoming prior to his and Hannibal's showdown with Dollarhide, as he says to Bedelia in the final episode, "This is my becoming," putting the emphasis on the "my." However, at this point in the episode, the audience is not clear if Will's becoming will be killing Hannibal or running away with him, as he leaves it ambiguous. Dollarhide's death, which is symbolic in itself as he gains wings made of blood, finally becoming the Great Red Dragon, is at the hands of Hannibal and Will. It is also the event that makes Will accept his true identity, as looking over the scene of Dollarhide's death, Hannibal tells Will, "This is all I ever wanted for you, Will, for us." To which Will earnestly replies, "It's beautiful," and embraces Hannibal. The scene is truly touching, with both characters looking noticeably content, particularly Will, as the audience gets the sense that he is no longer at war with himself and is truly ready to be himself. Though the scene ends with Will tipping himself and Hannibal over a cliff, there is a scene after the end credits with Bedelia missing a leg and sitting at a table with three place settings. Fuller has confirmed the scene was intended to suggest that both men survived the fall. Elliot sees this ending for the hopeful one that it is, saying that this ending, one in which the queer monsters remain unpunished, is a radical departure from the moralistic endings of Victorian Gothic texts. Will and Hannibal's fall off the cliff is the ultimate illustration of creative destruction in Hannibal, as both characters had to kill their old selves in order to embrace their new lives and move on with each other.